The $30 million plan led by the International Rice Research Institute targets farmers in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Nepal, countries that help feed close to a quarter of the world's population. In the next 10 years, the Cereal Systems Initiative for South Asia aims to raise grain yields by at least 5 million tons annually. That is expected to add at least $350 to the annual incomes of each of the 6 million poor rural households in the region. Akim Doberman is the Deputy Director General for Research at IRI, which is based in the Philippines.
In recent years, the annual growth rate has fallen behind and stayed consistently below the population growth rate. And so that has raised concerns about food security. And so this project is all about having a comprehensive approach for developing new technologies, better seeds, but also better management practices that can hopefully revitalize yield growth.
The initiative comes as Asia slowly recovers from the shock of record high grain prices last year. The price of rice, the region's staple food, more than doubled in parts of the region. In recent months, prices have fallen, but scientists warn that with less land for grain farming, weather disturbances, and rising production costs, the world could still face a food crisis. The South Asia Initiative is funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the U.S. Agency for International Development. Among other things, it will work to develop improved grain varieties and educate a new generation of agricultural scientists. The project is also aimed at reducing hunger and malnutrition in South Asia, where 40% of the world's poorest people live. Hedda Bairon for VOA News, Bangkok.